Today on our Gospel Truth broadcast, I'm going to continue talking about what is a hardened heart. It just is spiritual retardation, inability to see, perceive, understand, and hear from God. Stay tuned for the Gospel Truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing our series teaching on this subject of hardness of heart. And basically this week I've been just trying to explain what is a hardened heart. Talk about how what the crisis is of a hardened heart. This isn't something that just applies to people who hate God. But the word hardened means to be cold, insensitive, unfeeling, or unyielding. Every one of us have areas of our life where we are insensitive to God, or where we are more sensitive to something else than we are to God. Whatever you are sensitive to is what the Bible would call softened to. And whatever you are insensitive to is what the Bible would call hardened. And so I believe that every one of us would have to admit that there's areas of our life where we are insensitive to God, to where we just don't do the things that we need to do. And so that's what I've been talking about. And the whole purpose of this week has been to establish what is a hardened heart. We were using in Mark chapter 8 an instance where Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and he said in Mark chapter 8, in the very last phrase in verse 17, says, "Have you your heart yet hardened?" He was rebuking them for a hardened heart, and he was listing a number of things here that were symptomatic of the fact that they had a hardened heart. And so we've already talked about some of this. In Mark chapter 8, verse 17, it says, "Perceive ye not yet?" That's one thing. If you can't perceive spiritual truth, then that's an indication that you have a hardened heart. You just don't have a perception for it. You don't see it. Other people see things and you just don't see it. It's like I've had people come up to me by the hundreds or thousands and say, "Man, I've never seen this before. How did you see this?" Well, they wouldn't put it that way, but in a sense what they're saying is, my heart has been hardened in this area. I just haven't been able to perceive spiritual truth. The second thing that he lists here, he says, neither understand. Sometimes people can see something and for a fleeting moment they have it, but they just can't grab hold of it. They don't understand it. They can't implement it in their life. You know what? That's an indication of having a hardened heart. A hardened heart takes away your perception and your understanding. In verse 18, it says, "Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not." In other words, this is talking about just like you can tune your hearing to where you hear certain things and tune out other things. I guarantee there's so many examples. I've already given a couple of these, but have you ever been in an airplane or something where a parent is able to just tune their kid out? Their kid is screaming, yelling, doing something, and the parents just sitting there reading as if nothing is happening. Everybody else on the plane is hearing them, but that parent, for whatever reason, they have ignored their kid. And I don't recommend that. I think that that's wrong child training, wrong child rearing. That's certainly not right. But I've seen people that they can just tune out these distractions and stuff like that. Well, you know what? In the same way, your heart can get to where you hear certain things and miss other things. And the sad fact is that we have gotten to where we hear unbelief and fear and hurt and tragedy and things like this much easier than we hear God and His love and the goodness of God and things like this. Our heart has been conditioned to where we are insensitive towards God. It's like a television station or something. You know, this station that you're watching this program on, or if you're listening by radio, they're broadcasting all of the time. They're always sending out the signal. But you can tune your receiver to where you hear this station or another station or something like that. You can tune a station out and tune another one in. Well, it's the same thing. God is always broadcasting. God is always telling you that He loves you. God is always releasing healing and deliverance and power and prosperity towards you. God is never our problem. God is always releasing His supply towards you. But you know what? Our heart can tune Him out to where we don't hear it, to where we don't receive the encouragement. And instead of operating in faith, we operate in fear. Your heart can do that. And that's what this is talking about. You can have ears and yet never hear what God has to say. You can have eyes that see all of the problems in this world, but have no ability to see the goodness of God. I've run across this a lot, and I'm sure that you have too, that there are some people that they are just masters of seeing the wrong side of everything. You know, we have a word for this, pessimist. And there are some people that, I mean, it doesn't matter what they do. You know, the glass, if you fill it up to a certain level, they're going to see it half empty instead of half full. They are going to see the negative side of anything. Amen. You know, I play golf with somebody. I won't mention who this is, but I mean, we try and encourage them and say, good shot. And they'll say, well, that next one's going to be bad. If they hit two in a row that are good, oh, well, that's two in a row. You ought to be encouraged. Well, it'll be bad the next time. It doesn't matter what you say to them. It doesn't matter how you compliment them. They are just negative, 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 negative. I mean, there are some people that are so negative that if you cut their throat with a brand new, clean, stainless steel knife, they wouldn't see the blessing in it. Of course, I'm exaggerating. I'm not saying that that's a real positive thing to get your knife, neck slit with a knife. But if it was brand new and if it was stainless steel, at least it wouldn't have any germs on it. It wouldn't have rust on it. It wouldn't have something else. I'm saying that there is a way to see a positive thing to anything that goes on. And some people are so negative they can't see anything positive in this life. You know what that is? That's having a hardened heart. If you're a negative person, if you're a person that's lost hope, you've got a hardened heart. I'm not saying these things to condemn you, but I'm saying it to enlighten you. And look back in Mark chapter 8 and verse 18. Here's the next thing it says. It says, and do ye not remember? So again, he's listing symptoms of a hardened heart. He said, if you can't perceive, that shows that you've got a hardened heart. If you can't understand, you got a hardened heart. If you have eyes but you can't see, you have a hardened heart. If you have ears, but you can't hear God, you can't hear spiritual things, you have a hardened heart. And the last thing it says, and do ye not remember? Boy, now this is one that really a lot of people identify with this. But you know what? Your inability to remember what God says to you is a sign of a hardened heart. I bet you that many of you can relate to this. That, you know, you have gone to church, you've heard the preacher preach a message, you've been blessed by it, you leave, you shake the preacher's hand and say, good message, preacher. You go out to eat and within 30 minutes, if somebody said, what did the preacher preach on? You can't even remember. You don't even remember what the topic was. You don't remember the scriptures. I can guarantee you there's a lot of people that you just have an inability to remember things that God has spoken in your life. And you think, well, somehow or another, my brain just doesn't work. I just can't remember scriptures. I can't remember where a scripture is. Oh, God said something to me and it was really important, but I just can't remember where it is. I've had people come to me, and because I can quote so many verses and I can give you the address where they're located, I've had people come to me and say, so you just must have a photographic memory. You know, I just don't have the same ability that you have. Well, I can guarantee you I don't have a photographic memory. My staff could verify that. Man, I forget all kinds of things. Matter of fact, I've got one person that's about their sole job is to keep me reminded of what I'm supposed to do and things that I'm supposed to do, and it's a full-time job. You know what? I do not have a photographic memory. I remember when we went on camping trips a lot and I'd take my staff with me, some of my staff members, and we'd go out camping. They finally printed up a list of things that we were supposed to do. And they would print out a list of things that I was supposed to bring. And before we would go, they would ask me, did you get this? Did you get this? And because, you know what, it's just, I mean, I'm famous for the things that I can forget. I don't know exactly how it is. I liken it to like a computer. When you begin to fill up all of the space on it, and so it starts slowing down because you've got Your hard drive is full. Well, one of the ways to deal with that is to take all of the unnecessary information on there and take it off and free up some space, and it begins to run faster. Well, in a sense, that's the way my brain functions. You know what? It just bogs me down to remember all of these little details, and I get focused on something, and so what I do, I just download everything that isn't essential. I can forget anything. When I'm ministering, I could literally forget anything. I could forget my wife's name. I could forget anything. I get so focused on what I'm doing, I just download this stuff, and as a result, I don't always remember things. My point in saying all of this is to say that, see, I can quote Scripture, I can do things, and people come to me and say, well, you just have a photographic memory. Nope, that's not true. It isn't true in any other area. But you know why I can remember Scripture? Because my heart is sensitive to that. That's where my focus is. That's where my heart is. That's what I live and breathe, is I study the Word of God. The Word of God is one of the most important things in my life, and I love the Word of God, and because of it, you know what? I can retain those things. And the very people who come to me and say, I just can't remember Scripture, I just don't have the ability, those same people can tell me who won the World Series, who won the Super Bowl. They can tell me people's names. They know the names of all of these people 40 and 50 years ago who did something in sports. They can tell me actors and actresses and tell me what movie they were in and say, you know what, I've heard those things and I just can't remember it. You know why? Because my heart isn't there. My heart isn't sensitive to that. That's not what my heart is focused on. I can hear the information. And because it's just not really the main focus of my life, it's just like I download it and somehow or another lose it. And it's the exact same thing for a person who says that they can't remember Scripture. It's not because your brain isn't functioning. It's because your heart isn't sensitive to that. That's not where your focus is. And you just can't remember things. That's a symptom of a hardened heart. I'm going to continue this on our program tomorrow, so I encourage you to listen in. And also, I want to encourage you to get the materials. We've got a book as well as cassettes or CDs on this teaching of hardness of heart. And then join me again tomorrow for the Gospel Truth.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a 4-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK57 titled The Crisis when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'd like to thank all of the partners of Andrew Womack Ministry for making this radio program available. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to broadcast on radio and on television. And if you aren't a partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner. We spend around $1 million a month on radio and television airtime, and we give our materials away. It's not covered in just the cost of the things that we give away. If it wasn't for partners who gave over and above what it cost to put the gospel out to you, we could not continue this ministry. So if the Lord has blessed you and you would like to see other people blessed through this ministry, I'd like to encourage you to pray about it and then call us at 719-635-1111 and become a partner today.